Google and Microsoft have decided to follow Apple's lead and install a kill switch on smartphone operating systems.
The iPhone's a kill switch lets an owner deactivate a smartphone remotely, making it useless to a thief. And New York's attorney general says that thefts of iPhones have plummeted after Apple put in that kill switch. During the same time, thefts of Samsung devices increased.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us from New York. Michael, last year we reported on what police were calling Apple picking. This was people going out and stealing iPhones all over New York City. Michael Bloomberg, the then mayor, said that that was the main cause for an upswing in crime. So what does the kill switch do exactly?
Well, you know, as you said, robberies of smartphones is a very big problem. The FCC estimates that something like 30% of all robberies involve smartphones. So what the kill switch does is basically allow you remotely from your computer to render your phone inoperable and wipe all the sensitive data off of it. If you think about, you know, if someone robs your cell phone, it's so much more than just losing the phone and the replacement costs of it. You know, obviously people do banking on their phone now. They shop online over their phone. Their email is there with all sorts of sensitive data. There could be sensitive pictures you don't want getting out there. So, you know, there's so much information on everyone's smartphone these days that it really is, you know, a much bigger problem than just losing your phone when it gets stolen. So the kill switch basically, you know, is a way to basically not, you know, disincentivize people from stealing your phone for one thing, but also sort of wipe it clean of all the sensitive data that an identity theft could result in after a stolen phone.
Data that hopefully you've saved somewhere else. Now, Consumer Reports estimates thieves stole about 3 million smartphones in the U.S. last year. That's twice stolen in 2012, so it's on the increase. We can do a whole separate segment about how we've become a country in which people have different access to what used to be a utility, a phone, so that people can't afford these things anymore. That's a whole separate segment about why there may be these robberies. But is it, could other companies not follow in Apple's lead?
It's looking, there's a lot of pressure being brought onto these companies to provide kill switches similar to what Apple does. Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, and the District Attorney in San Francisco have really been leading a charge among a whole big group of state attorney generals and other officials. There's bills in the California legislature and in Minnesota and in Congress and D.C. to sort of, you know, basically require phone companies to offer this service. So it's looking like, you know, the industry group has basically gotten together and said, yeah, we will begin to offer kill switches basically universally. You know, Microsoft is planning it with their phones, that Google Android, Samsung, everyone is basically planning it. A lot of these won't go, you know, be available until the next year when the next set of phones is out. But, you know, Apple right now is the only one with, you know, universally offering this service.
Michael, forgive me for being real sci-fi here, but couldn't somebody hack into this and kill switch your phone remotely and you could end up in trouble?
That's a good question. Not only that, you got to assume, I mean, obviously hackers are always, you know, way ahead of everybody else in figuring this stuff up. So not only could they kill your phone, but maybe they could figure out a way to, you know, bring a killed phone back to life. So from what I've read, there isn't really, you know, that's not happening yet, but I certainly think it's something to watch going forward. I think there's probably some smart hacker that's working on it already.
Well, thank you, Jeremy, for planting that idea.
I'm sure I was not the first
person
to come up with it.
Now they'll have the idea.
Right. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News on the kill switch, really killing thefts of iPhones in New York and other companies, Google, Microsoft following suit. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.